farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
We learned more about the roles and functions of the apiculture unit on today's program. Stay with us for the next few minutes to hear more, and later, our proverb of the day. I'm Vaughn Davis. Good morning, and thanks for waking up with us.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call Nepa 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
The Apiculture Unit, which operates under the Plant Protection Unit in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, is mandated to carry out a number of functions. These include apiculture research, regulatory apiculture, and extension services. Under the research function, the unit identifies best practices applicable to local conditions, equips beekeepers with the requisite knowledge to enhance their beekeeping business, advises government on all apiculture-related matters, and liaises with non-governmental organizations, NGOs, beekeeping organizations, beekeepers, and other stakeholders to develop the industry. Acting Chief Plant Protection Officer of the Apiculture Unit, Hugh Smith, tells us more about the entity's regulatory function.
We are responsible for the prevention and control and monitoring of the pests and diseases as it relates to local and also the whole issue of introduction of new pests and diseases.
The extension services include, but are not limited to, expert knowledge and the best management practices via group and residential training sessions, field visits and apiary site inspections, and technical support for disease control, marketing of bee products, business development, and sourcing of grants and loans. Having a permit in the apiculture sector is important. Here's how to get one if you want to import honeybees and honey products.
You would normally have a written request to the ministry addressed to the Chief Plant Protection Officer, Apiculture Unit, Bodles Research Station. You need to say categorically where this product is coming from, the quantity and all details surrounding the point in which this honey was, one, produced, and also the origin in terms of where it was packaged.
Acting Chief Plant Protection Officer in the Apiculture Unit, Hugh Smith. It is also required by law that all beekeepers register their apiaries by January 31 each year. And now for our proverb of the day. When rat like ramprone pus ja, one day mgwe in up in a pus kra. Translation, when the rat likes to play around with the cat's jaw, one day he will end up in the cat's claw. And this means when one flirts too much with danger, soon he or she will get hurt.
You know, I want to talk to you about something.
What is it, Mommy?
I got pregnant when I was 16. I had to drop out of school and I was so ashamed, especially when I saw my friends doing so well and I was at a standstill. Look, I don't regret having you, you know, but I regret getting pregnant early. So don't make the same mistake I made.
I see how hard you're working, Mommy. So I want to make you proud of me.
Remember, sex is a choice you don't have to make right now. Concentrate on your studies.
Talk to your children about sex and help prevent adolescent pregnancy. A message from the United Nations Population Fund.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. If you're giving a gift or treating yourself, buy energy-efficient appliances and save on energy bills. Look for Energy Star certified products which use less energy and can save you money. Also, large or oversized electronics can increase your electricity bill, so get the product that best suits your needs and budget. Buy energy-efficient electronics and save this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
We've come to the end of today's program. You can keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, following us on Twitter at JIS News, or downloading the JIS app from the Google Play Store. I'm Vaughn Davis for producer Andrew James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.